The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Leanne Stubbs from Plymouth United Church of Christ in Des Moines. She's the guest of the Senator from Polk, Senator Peterson. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Kate Hapgood from Johnston.
Good morning. I invite you to pray with me. Gracious and almighty God, in your divine love, you create all of humanity in your image. And then in goodness, you place varied gifts into each and every person. Holy One, it is into this gathering of lawmakers that your Spirit has placed the gifts of compassionate hearts and a deep desire to work for the common good. May their dreams be your dreams as you bless them with your wisdom, your guidance, your vision. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? The chair recognizes the sergeant at arms.
Mr. President, a committee from the House is in the chamber.
The chair recognizes the representative from Washington, Representative Klein.
The House is ready to receive the Senate and joint convention.
The message will be received. It is that time of the day for introductions, announcements, and points of personal privilege. Are there senators seeking the floor? Seeing none. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Democrats are caucusing this morning in 116. And if they could get there quickly, that'd be appreciated.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, for the attention of the body, we will be coming into session tomorrow for the inauguration ceremony in room 302 of the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. And from there, we will proceed to our joint session with the House. We will not be in session Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but we will come back Tuesday at 10 a.m. So I move that upon dissolution of the joint convention of the Senate, the Senate be adjourned until 8 a.m. Friday, January 18th at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center, room 302.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Upon the dissolution of the joint convention, the Senate will be adjourned until 8 a.m. on Friday, January 18th, 2019, at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center, also known as Vest Memorial Auditorium, room 302. In accordance with House Concurrent Resolution 4, duly adopted, the Senate will proceed to the House Chamber in columns of two, led by the Secretary of Senate and the Sergeant at Arms. Senate will be at ease until 9:45.
Democrats are caucusing room 116 immediately. Democratic caucus room 116 immediately.
Senate will be in order. As a reminder, we voted on a motion to adjourn upon the dissolution of the Joint Convention until 8 a.m. on Friday, January 18th, 2019, at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center, Room 302. Now, in accordance with House Concurrent Resolution 4, duly adopted, the Senate will proceed to the House Chamber in columns of two, led by the Secretary of the Senate and the Sergeant at Arms.